Acts chapter 12. Now about that time Herod the king laid hands on some from the church in order to mistreat them. And he did away with James, the brother of John, with the sword. And when he saw that it was pleasing to the Jews, he went on to arrest Peter also. Now those were the days of unleavened bread. Whom also he seized and put in prison, delivering him to four quaternions of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out to the people. So then Peter was kept in the prison, but prayer was being made fervently by the church to God concerning him. And when Herod was about to bring him forward, that night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and guards before the door were keeping the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shined in the cell, and he struck Peter's side and roused him, saying, "Rise up quickly." And his chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and tie on your sandals." And he did so. And he said to him, "Throw your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out and followed him. Yet he did not know that what was taking place through the angel was real, but thought that he was seeing a vision. And passing the first guard and the second, they came to the iron gate that leads into the city, which opened of itself to them. And going out, they went forward one lane, and immediately the angel departed from him. And Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know truly that the Lord has sent forth his angel and rescued me out of Herod's hand and from all the expectation of the Jewish people." And when he became aware of this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, who was surnamed Mark, where there was a considerable number assembled together and praying. And when he knocked at the door of the entry, a maiden named Rhoda came to listen. And when she recognized Peter's voice, she did not open the gate for joy, but ran in and reported that Peter was standing before the entry. But they said to her, "You are crazy." But she insisted that it was so, and they said, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the gate, they saw him and were beside themselves. And motioning to them with his hand to be silent, he related to them how the Lord had led him out of the prison. And he said, "Report these things to James and the brothers." And going out, he went to another place. Now when it became day, there was no small disturbance among the soldiers, they not knowing what had become of Peter. And when Herod searched for him and did not find him, he examined the guards and ordered that they be led off to execution. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and spent time there. Now he was furious with the Tyrians and Sidonians, and they came to him with one accord, and having persuaded Blastus, the king's chamberlain, they asked for peace, because their country was fed from the king's country. And on an appointed day Herod arrayed himself in royal clothing, and sat on the judgment seat, and he delivered a public address to them. And the populace cried out, "The voice of a god and not of a man." And instantly an angel of the Lord struck him, because he did not give the glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and expired. But the word of God grew and multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem, having completed the dispensing, and they took along with them John, who was surnamed Mark.